This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How are you all doing? Night 27, Subhanallah. Night 27, and Subhanallah, we know that Laylatul Qadr. We don't know exactly which night it would be. But if ever there was going to be a night that you single out, Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, the very, 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 very famous Sahabi, one of the masters of the Quran, he used to swear, he said, Wallahi, the 27th night is the night of Laylatul Qadr. Year after year, he says, I would see it, and some of these very pious people, Allah showed them the signs that it was Laylatul Qadr. So if ever there was, the ulama have said, if you really were going to choose one night to put all your eggs in one basket, then it's this night. This is the holiest night of the year. This night is the holiest night of the year. And Allah has revealed an entire surah because of this. You don't find any other time where Allah has revealed a surah based on that. There's no Suratul Arafah, you know, or Surah Muharram. It's only Laylatul Qadr. One night Allah has revealed an entire surah about this. And we'll just mention a few things before we continue with our tafsir or the chronicles of Bani Israel. Allah says, Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. That surely, truly, Allah says, I have revealed it, meaning the Quran, in the night of Al-Qadr. Now what is Qadr? Usually you find the night of power, the night of decree. The real meaning of Qadr is destiny. This is the night of destiny. The night in which the future will be made known to those who don't know the future. So basically what happens on this night, or on the night of Al-Qadr, if it were to be tonight, the angels receive the news of the decrees, what will come to pass in the year to come. They get to know that decree this night. The budgets for the year are being finalized on this night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assembles the angels and He informs them of the destiny. This night is a big night in the sama. It's a huge event. This is the year in the final, the real final for the angels. Malik al-Maut's list of names of people who will die has come to an end on the night of Laylatul Qadr, and he receives a new list. So too the angel of rizq, the angel of rain, the angel of earthquakes, whatever it might be, they are angels, they all get to know the future this evening for the year to come, because Allah knows the future. And subhanAllah, Allah allowed us on this evening to make dua to impact our destiny. We know that Qadr, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the only thing which can change destiny is dua. The only thing which can impact that thing is the dua. So this is the night we will make dua that only that which is good is in our books of destiny. May the year that lie ahead for all of us be one of goodness. Those of us who, may Allah grant us to live to reach another year. May Allah grant that in this year there only be rizq that is good and halal. May Allah have grant us good health. May Allah put out for those of us who are single, our partner that is good. Those of us who are married, may Allah keep us in happiness. Those of us who have children, may Allah protect our children. Those of us who don't have children, may Allah bless us with children. Those who have passed away, may Allah grant them maghfirah and forgiveness in their qabr and enter them into Jannah. Ameen. So then Allah says, and what will make you understand the power of this night of destiny? Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. The goodness of this night is holier than 1,000 months of worship. If you were to stand in salah today for the next 83 years in worship, continuously making salah, continuously fasting, continuously giving charity, you will not equal the reward than just standing on this night in worship. Subhanallah. That is what Allah is saying. And I always give the analogy, and perhaps you are now tired because year in I give the same analogy, but we see some new faces. Who's new here tonight? Brother looks new. You work? Do you have a job? Alhamdulillah. Think of your salary. If you want to tell us, you can tell us. No, don't tell us. Think of your monthly salary, right? Whatever it might be. Add 3 zeros after it. It's a big number. Right? It's a big number. If you earn 5,000 rand, it's 5 million rand. So Allah is saying, that which you receive in 1 month, I give you times 1,000. So if you earn 5,000 rand, I give you 5 million rand. If you worship from Maghrib until Fajr, in complete ibadah, sincerely, properly, that's what I'm going to give you. Now if your boss told you that, we would take it. Now Allah is giving us that promise. It could be any of the last nights, the last 10 nights, but very, very likely it is tonight. So don't waste this night. Because the Nabi says, even if you catch one moment, 1 second, you're in salah, with iman, with true sincerity, not only do you get 1,000 months of reward, every single sin is forgiven with a blink of an eye, subhanAllah. Every sin, 80 years, whatever it might be, of mistakes, gone in just one evening of sincere ibadah. So don't miss out, because we don't know, wallahi, if we will receive another Laylatul Qadr. Then Allah continues, So the angels have a big event in the sama. They're congregating and they're receiving their budgets. And for us in the dunya, we are in unison with them in ibadah and worship, trying to keep this night alive through salah and dua. But then something amazing happens. After the angels are complete with their budgets, when they finish their meeting, Allah says, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرِ سَلَامٌ هِيَ حَتَّى مَطَلَعِ الْفَجْرِ. When the angels are done in the sama, then all of them descend to the earth. And there are billions upon trillions of angels. There are more angels than there are people. And all of them will descend onto this earth on the night of Laylatul Qadr because of the holiness of the people making ibadah. Imagine, they leave the sama, the seventh heaven, after receiving communication with Allah, they come down to us to be amongst us in worship. And Allah doesn't say only the angels, He specifically says, وَالرُّوح جِبْرِيل. Why Jibreel? Jibreel's function is to give revelation, to give wahi to anbiya. Wahi is finished, meaning Jibreel has no reason to come to the earth anymore. In fact, Allah says that he has a place close to the arsh of Allah. He has an office. Jibreel's office is by the arsh, the throne of Allah. But on this night, Jibreel leaves the throne of Allah and he comes to this dunya because it's holier. There's more barakah here on this dunya because of the ibadah that we are doing. May Allah accept from us. Ameen. And then Allah says, they come down with their decrees, with their lists, with their information. Salamun hiya hatta matla' al-fajr. Allah says, this night is... Allah doesn't say this night is peaceful. Allah says, this night is salam. It is peace. No, from Allah's side, there will be no retribution, no punishment. Everyone is forgiven. Every sin is forgiven if you ask. And until Fajr, there's a general feeling of peace. And that's why some of the signs, not all the time, some of the signs that peace will flow over and you'll see in the morning to come, it just feels very tranquil. Not all the time, but this is some of the signs of Laylatul Qadr. So we pray and we plead to Allah to grant us the strength to worship Him, to be sincere in our ibadah, to accept what we have done thus far of Ramadan, and to grant us the full blessing of what remains of Ramadan. May we see many, many more Ramadans to come. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the goodness in our books of decree, and grant us the full reward of Laylatul Qadr. Ameen, ameen, walhamdulillah. We continue with our Chronicles of Nabi Musa, Bani Israel, Season 2. Bani Israel, the Children of Israel, Part 2. So we said that after the departure of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, after Nabi Yusuf had passed away, his family members and tribe members became, they were foreigners. And the Pharaoh came into power, and he wanted to make Egypt great again. And so he subdued the Bani Israel. And Allah says that he divided his community up. He made a state of apartheid. SubhanAllah. You know, Fir'aun, a lot of the evil of politics, you find Fir'aun began these things. He was the one, Allah says, he made the people into Shia, different groups, Malay, Indian, Shafi'i, Hanafi, whatever it might be. He divided us into groups. He divided the people up into groups. And he made them fight one another. And then he made the Bani Israel the lowest amongst them. And he oppressed them the most. And he confined them and restricted them. They couldn't move without permission. They couldn't even leave Egypt and go back home. They were so weak that Allah says that he would come in, his soldiers would come in, and they would slaughter their sons without any resistance. SubhanAllah. Now this is the height of the lowest point of weakness. When soldiers come into your house, and they say, give me that newborn baby, and you willingly, you without any opposition, give the child, and they slaughter that child in front of you, and they leave. This is how low Bani Israel was. And Bani Israel would say, the children of Ya'qub, the children of Nabi Ya'qub. Then Allah says, and He begins, as we said yesterday, that He begins in a very epic way, and says, I am going to make those people who are at the bottom rise up. I will give them Fir'aun's power, and I will make Fir'aun watch as his greatest fear comes through. His biggest fear was these people are going to rise up, and Allah says, I'm going to make him watch. And then we shift over to a lady in one of these camps, in the year in which her son was meant to be put to death, and she doesn't know what to do. She's panicking, she's worrying how the soldiers are searching for him, he's crying, this child. So Allah says, put him in a basket and throw him into the Nile. And so she does this. And this is of course the mother of Nabi Musa. And so, and then Nabi Musa's sister, you know, Nabi Musa, subhanAllah, Nabi Musa has an older sister and an older brother who is Harun. We don't know the name of his sister, and he's the youngest. I was telling my wife, they're very similar to my, you know, my kids as well. I've got a sister and two younger brothers. May Allah bless them. Ameen. And bless your children as well. Ameen. And those of you who don't have kids, may Allah grant you children. Ameen. So then Nabi Musa's mom says to the titi, go and watch the basket. And she runs around the river and stealthily, not looking at the basket. So from the side of a very smart young girl, she's only 10, 12 years old, and she watches the basket. Subhanallah, that basket floats right into the palace of Fir'aun, bypasses all the security. This is the most fortified place on earth. Remember, Fir'aun is the most powerful man in the world. So powerful that he actually believed he was God. And this basket, a baby, Allah, just to show Allah's power, with all the radar and all the security services and all the whatever Fir'aun had, this basket, this little Israelite baby, floats into the palace of Fir'aun, into the lap of Fir'aun's wife Asiya alayhi salam. And we know from Surah Tahrim that she was in a horrible relationship with Fir'aun. In fact, she says, "Manajjini min Fir'aun." She makes dua, "Ya Allah, save me from Fir'aun," meaning he was abusing her, he was harming her. Yet she had the courage when she found this boy. Now Fir'aun's an idiot. Why would there be a baby in the river? He knows that this is an Israelite baby. So she says, he makes this child, she walks marches into Fir'aun, and she says, "I love this boy and I want to keep him for me, and he will be good for us." And then she pleads with him and says, "Maybe he'll grow up and we can benefit from him, or even, subhanAllah, let's adopt him as our son. He'll be ours, we will look after him." And Fir'aun softens up. SubhanAllah, as I said, sisters, if Asiya could get Fir'aun to give in, you can get your husband to give in to anything, subhanAllah, if you just do it properly. So now Musa is in the palace of Fir'aun, and we say, the ulama says, why? Because Fir'aun knew that this was an Israelite baby. They could see maybe from the complexion, whatever it might be. And still, Fir'aun fell in love with this child. How so? The answer is in Surah Taha, when Allah says, "Wa'alqa," I poured over Musa my love. Now there's a thing we know from a hadith, that the Prophet says, when someone, Allah loves somebody, we all love Allah, but very few of us truly are loved by Allah. But when Allah loves somebody, what does he do? He tells Jibreel, this person, and he mentions this person by name, and subhanAllah, it can be any titi, butta, some obscure person that we don't know. Someone doesn't have to be the greatest wali and alim and mufti, just a sincere person. Allah mentions his name to Jibreel, "I love this person." And so Jibreel will announce to the angels, "This person is loved by Allah, so you love him." And then the angels will love this person, and it filters down until on the earth, this person is loved by humanity. So may Allah grant us to be mentioned in such a gathering. Ameen. So Musa is actually gets this divine love from Allah, that even Fir'aun feels soft for him. And now Allah says he grew up. This is وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَاسْتَوَى آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا وَكَذَلِكَ نَجَزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. For the spot prize, where did we see this before? This exact same verse, except for one word. There's one word that's different. Allah says, and when he attained his full strength, meaning his full maturity, we bestowed upon him hikmah wa ilma, sound judgment and education and knowledge. Wa kadhalika najzil muhsinin. And this is how we reward those who do good. Where did we see this verse before? Surah Yusuf. Allah says the exact same thing about Nabi Yusuf when he was in the palace of Aziz. And so he didn't go into the details how he grew up, but Allah says he grew up into being he came to full maturity. We gave him wisdom and we gave him knowledge. But there's one word extra in this verse. What's the extra word? Wastawa, wastawa. Wastawa means to rise up. Now why does Allah say to rise up? Because Musa alayhi salam was very, very tall. He grows. Allah says, he istawa, he rose up, he became very tall. So Nabi Yusuf wasn't that tall. So Allah says, Nabi Musa, he was super tall. He was really, really tall. And he had wisdom and knowledge. And Allah says, this is how we reward good people. Remember, as I said, and we learn from Surah Yusuf, you remember Allah in your youth. When you grow up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to place blessings in your future. Allah is going to bring you goodness in your future. And so, this man, look at this man. He's a prince. He's good looking. He's strong and he's tall. And usually when you combine those things, youth, good looks, wealth, power, usually what happens? The person is a scumbag, right? Usually. Those things come together, it destroys a person. Then Allah says, but he has hikmah. Hikmah means he knows how to deal with people. He has good akhlaq, good etiquette. And ilmah, meaning he's educated. He goes to the library and spends hours in the library. He's not a jock, he's not just the tall basketball player scoring the points. He's also in the library, subhanAllah. Sounds like the perfect bachelor, right? Nabi Musa alayhi salam. And this, of course, comes from the tarbiyah that he had from his mother, who breastfed him, and Asiya alayhi salam. And what's amazing, if we look at Surah Yusuf, the minute Allah mentioned this verse, that Yusuf grew up into being a righteous person, an adult, the next ayah was what? that he was trying to be seduced by. So Allah put a fitna in his way. Now Nabi Musa, exactly the same. Allah says he grew up to be a righteous man. Now Allah says a fitna puts a trial in his place. So Allah says now that he's full maturity, وَدَخَلَ الْمَدِينَةِ عَلَىٰ حِينَ غَفْلَةٍ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا فَوَجَدَ فِيهَا رَجُلَيْنِ يَقْتَتَلَانِ هَذَا مِنْ شِيَعْتِهِ وَهَذَا مِنْ عَدُوِّهِ. And so Allah says, and Nabi Musa now as a young man, a young prince, he came into the city, meaning he left the palace, at a time of ghafla. Ghafla means forgetfulness. At a time when everyone was sleeping, basically. Now, what time do you sleep in the desert? 12 o'clock at night or 12 o'clock in the afternoon? The afternoon. So this was in the middle of the afternoon when everyone was sleeping. Musa would leave the palace and he would go out into the city. Because he knew already, growing up, that he's actually from the slave class. And so he would look for ways during the day to help the slaves, to carry something that some old man was being forced to carry. And so he goes in, and then he comes to an area and he finds two people fighting. They're in a fist fight, these two men. One of them is from his tribe, meaning from the Bani Israel, and the other one is from the Egyptians, the soldiers fighting. And being a young man, he immediately wants to get involved, he wants to help. So there's one man, فَاسْتَغَاثَهُ أَلَّذِي مِنْ شِيَعْتِهِ. And so the one, the Israeli, and so how has it changed? When we say Israeli now, who's beating up whom? Subhanallah. The Israeli today, like the people of Gaza, Musa would be in Gaza today, same, the other way around. فَاسْتَغَاثَ لَهُ مِنْ شِيَعْتِهِ. So the Israeli made istighatha. Istighatha actually means to ask for rain. But it means to actually, for rain in the desert, is to ask for help. One alim says istighatha because Musa is so tall, he was going to rain down the punishment, right? So this man is asking Musa, help me, I'm being beaten up by this guy. أَلَلَّذِينَ مِنْ عَدُوِّي فَوَكَزَهُ مُوسَى فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ. And so Musa alayhi salam, and this is a very important point, his intentions are sincere. He looks at the situation and he immediately makes up his mind who's the right and who's wrong. He already judges the situation. This Israeli slave is being beaten by an Egyptian. Surely he's being oppressed. And so Musa, for the first time in his life, he gets into a fist fight and he grabs the Egyptian and he punches him. فَوَقَزَهُ. He hits him one shot, dead. He kills the man, subhanAllah. Never in his life he meant to do this, but he killed the soldier on the moment and he died unintentionally. And immediately Musa says, وَقَالَ هَذَا مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. This, what I just did now, is a shaitani thing. This thing which I did, I have done something which is really evil. It is from shaitan. إِنَّ عَدُوٌ مُدِلٍ مُبِينٌ. That indeed, shaitan is ever misleading. I wanted to do something good, but I ended up doing something wrong. And then, and this is the main point for this evening, when you make istighfar. Nabi Musa killed somebody. I hope none of us here have a crime like that against our names. But Nabi Musa killed someone unjustly, without any. And we'll come to know that he killed the wrong man actually. The other one was the troublemaker. The Israeli was the troublemaker. We'll come to know tomorrow inshallah. But now Musa, he realized, I killed someone. I have murder against my name. And so he turns to Allah immediately, says, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي. Oh Allah, I have wronged myself. فَغْفِرْ لِي. Forgive me. And before the next ayah begins, Allah says, فَغَفَرَ لَهُ. The fa means immediately I forgave him. He asked me for forgiveness, so I forgave him. I forgave him, subhanAllah. Tonight, don't think that those sins that you have done are too big to be forgiven. Just ask Allah, Ya Allah, I have wronged myself. I've made a sin against myself. Whatever they may be. Oh Allah, forgive us. So Allah says, I forgave him. إِنَّهُ وَالْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Indeed, Allah is of forgiving, most merciful. And then the last ayah, Allah says, قَالَ رَبِّي بِمَا أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيِّ فَلَنْ أَكُونَ ظَهِيرًا لِلْمُجْرِمِينَ. He said, my Lord, for the favor you have bestowed upon me, I will never be an assistant to the criminals. So now this is a change, turning point in his life. So now Musa says, from now on, I need to make a change in my life. I need to do something. This guilty thing that came upon him, now he's going forward to reform himself, and we'll continue tomorrow inshallah what is to become of Nabi Musa, become a refugee after this. Some announcements, some questions inshallah. We said last night, what was the name of Fir'aun's wife? And this is Asiya alayhi salam, the lady that raised Nabi Musa basically. Her name was Asiya. And then we said, tonight's question, when Nabi Musa killed the man, was it done intentionally? Was it done in self-defense of his tribe? Was it done by stabbing the man? Was it done by shooting him? Very easy answer inshallah. Then we're going to draw, give out the gifts inshallah for those who have answered so far. An announcement?
Yes,
okay, so there's Laylatul Qadr Barakat. So whoever made dua for the Bubur, your dua came through. Just please continue making dua for the Ummah as well, beyond the Bubur. Someone's duas are very powerful. Alright, so today inshallah the winner for the prize, Ibrahim Turki. Ibrahim Turki Mujud? Ghair Mujud, not here. Okay. Thara Basir. Have you won before? No? Okay, so Thara Basir, mashallah, she's won. This is your birthday present, alhamdulillah. And then for the gents, someone for the gents, Uncle Hassan, you won already. Razin Ishmael. Razin, mashallah, Razin, mashallah, Mubarak to you. And then lastly, but all of you, and it's like Oprah, all of you are going to get a prize, right, Qari? All of you are winners tonight because. He's here. Ibrahim Turki Majud. Maaf. We'll give them both a prize, inshallah. Both of them can get a prize, inshallah. But everyone is a winner tonight because Qari, you've brought. Giving the CDs has been given out already, so all of you get a CDs from Qari and Nadeem, and therefore we just like to give Qari a shukr from us. This is his last evening for this year. Jazakallah khair for making the time and blessing us with your recitation. We have a small gift from our side, Buddha Talib. Which one is it? The red one. So a little red backpack, something for you to put your mic box in, inshallah. Makes it easier to carry. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you and continue to bless us through that recitation. Ameen. Jazakallah khair. Shukran so much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.